Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday at that. Come on in and stay a while. In case you're wondering what's on the Traegers today, we have grilled kielbasa and sauerkraut. We have two different kinds of pierogies. We have meat pierogies and the potato and cheese pierogies. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Voting is open now for most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved Danette. And it's at danpatrick.com. Click the award voting tab at the top of the page. Cast your vote. You can only vote once. Nobody's going to know the totals until I find out the totals. Mm. Now, it's not a running count where you go, oh, I feel bad. Nobody's voting for Fritzy. I'm going to vote for him. I just threw you out. It could be Marvin. Nobody, you know, hey, nobody's voting for Marvin for least valuable Danette. I'm going to.
Just randomly came up with me first.
Yes, of course. But voting is available. And right before the Christmas break, we will announce the tabulations there, all precincts. And it'll be an award ceremony that day. There's going to be a most valuable backroom guy, and there is a push for least valuable backroom guy. There's a lot of candidates for one of those categories there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Charles Barkley will join us coming up in a little bit. Al Michaels was on the call last night, Thursday Night Football. He will join us coming up in the final hour of the show. Bakersfield, California. He came off the bench, led the game-winning drive, and the Rams showed a little life, and the Raiders turned out to be the Raiders that we thought that they were. But they come back to beat the Raiders 17-16. This is similar to when Tom Brady led the comeback against the Saints. Now, I'm not calling Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady the same, but I think the final score was the same. Didn't it turn out to be 17-16?
This is going to play out. Patrick compares Brady to Mayfield. Question mark? Passing of the torch?
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, the next Tom Brady. But I think both games ended up very sluggish, and then two touchdown drives, and then the team ended up winning 17-16. I think that's right. All right, poll question for hour two is what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, I think we're going to go with, where was it lucky or orchestrated that the Rams just happened to get Baker?
Okay. I mean, if it's orchestrated, congratulations. But do I think that there was contact before Baker Mayfield got there? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Because all of a sudden, you know, Baker says, can you put me on waivers? I want to get out of here. All right. I mean, they don't have a secure quarterback situation there. Right? And he's saying, put me on waivers. Well, only one team picked him up. The Rams. You don't have to give, seventh round draft pick. And maybe you found your quarterback for the future here. But I loved it. I thought it was a great pickup. Great move by the Rams there. But I don't know what Matthew Stafford's future is. And Baker Mayfield at least showed that he can come up with a big play or two. But I don't know. I'm not going to jump to the conclusion. It's like, okay, there's your future right there. But I thought that you can look at it two different ways, as we always do with most games. Is this about the Rams and Baker Mayfield, or is this about the Raiders? Because you don't have the Baker Mayfield comeback without the Raiders, you know, falling apart. I mean, they're just, they make these stupid penalties. You know, pass interference, you know, just offsides. Just things where you go, good teams don't do that. And you were on a roll. Because you thought, okay, Davante Adams is, you know, being himself. You know, maybe the best receiver in football. Josh Jacobs. He's going to get a new contract. Oh, Derek Carr. Like, they were doing what you thought a good team should be doing. And then last night, not pretty. The Raiders on a roll last night, before last night, and had an outside shot at making the playoffs. After last night's loss, they're now plus 10,000 to make the playoffs. Yeah. All right, let's look at the other big games this weekend, Paulie.
Okay, you want games and odds. All right, let's start off the early slate on CBS. Jets at Bills. Jets are still in the playoff picture. Bills are clearly in the playoff picture. The Bills are giving 10 to the Jets, and Mike White is a starter.
All right.
That's actually a big game. Yeah. I mean, more for the Jets.
Yeah.
Browns at Bengals. Browns come in 5-7. Bengals are 8-4. Bengals are giving 5.5, so not a huge line.
Browns always do well against the Bengals.
Second game for Deshaun Watson. Second
pick. Yeah.
The lowly Texans at the Cowboys. This is probably the biggest regular season line I've seen in about 5 years. The Cowboys are giving the Texans 17.5. That's a college football line.
Yeah, it is.
And over-under is only 44, which means they're going to house them.
Going to be like 34-7. It's the biggest line of the year. I don't know where that ranks.
Yeah, I don't think it's all time, but once you get past about 14 points, they don't really do that much in the NFL.
Yeah.
Vikings 10-2 at the Lions. The Lions are favored by 2. Highest over-under of the weekend of 52.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
Don't you got to watch those interstate rivalries with the Texans? Don't sleep on them when you got two teams playing in the same state, or is that just a college thing?
Are you calling the Texans will shock the world and beat the Cowboys?
I'm not going to say they're going to beat the Cowboys, but I don't think it's going to be as horrendous as everyone's
are
automatically
thinking. Are you saying the Texans are going to cover?
What is the point spread again?
Who wants a piece of that? I'm giving you 17.5.
Okay. The Texans will not lose by at least 18 points.
So that means they'll cover.
Yeah, they will cover. That's the better word.
Yeah, see.
So if I was going to take that bet, what does it mean?
The Cowboys have to win by 18?
The Cowboys have to win by 18 or more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, back room.
Yeah, back room on back room crime.
Back row.
I mean back row.
That's
fun. Yeah. Again, Paulie.
I have a new consequence instead of a pie to the face.
Wow.
ball to the balls. Well, this is close. If Seton wins.
Ball to the balls?
Fritzy cannot wear sweatpants for the rest of the year.
That which is a very difficult thing to ask.
Yes. And vice versa. If Fritzy wins, Seton has to wear only sweatpants for the rest of the year.
Ooh.
If you agree to it.
Okay. Or it could be ball to the balls.
I feel like ball to the balls is more entertaining. No offense, Paul. It's a great idea.
Okay, but
I think in terms of the audience, they might rather see one of us get hit in the nuts.
That's true. Fair call.
Okay. And I need to wear sweatpants at least one day a week.
But wait a minute. How are we administering ball to the balls?
I don't know.
Are we doing flinch ball?
I was going to throw a ball at Seton's
balls.
Oh. We could do.
I don't know. I mean, it seems.
How about flinch ball? You get five chances?
Do we still own a flinch ball?
Yeah, we do. I got a few of them.
Are you sure?
Yes, I do. On the bar behind you, I have a flinch. Yes, I have a flinch ball back there.
Since it's Texas, do you get kicked with a boot?
No, we're not doing that. Harsh. No.
Boot to the balls.
Yeah.
Jaguars at Texans at Titans, Dan.
Yeah, okay.
You're 4-8 Jaguars who are better against the Titans at 7-5. Titans are only given 3.5.
By the way, the updated NFL MVP odds. Patrick Mahomes is your favorite, followed by Jalen Hurts. Who is third MVP odds, according to DraftKings, as of this morning? Paul.
It's no longer Tua.
It's not Tua. But that's not the answer.
Right, as close as I could get.
Who's the answer? Who has the third best odds to win most valuable player?
So we got to start at Mahomes.
Mahomes and Hurts.
Right, and Hurts.
Who's third? Comfortably in third.
Geno Smith.
No.
God, what a ripoff.
But he is sixth right
Let's
now.
Let's go, Geno! Let's go!
Yeah, Paulie.
I'll go Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, after you looked at the odds, congratulations. Wow. I saw you looking down.
I only put the standings on the screen. I did not look at it. I swear.
All right. That might show
ball
up.
Ball to the balls. I didn't do it.
That might show up in least valuable Danette voting.
The speculation.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
I looked at the odds, and I'm still going Josh Allen for number three.
Yeah. Todd doesn't understand betting.
I don't get it. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
11.
No. It's Mahomes, Hurts, Burrow, Tua, then Josh Allen, Geno Smith. I don't know if I don't have the list of the first non-quarterback on here, but who would be that non-quarterback? Tyreek Hill?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop.
How about odds to be the offensive rookie of the year? You got three great candidates. And if you listen to the show, I told you who I thought was going to be the rookie of the year. Love the draft pick. Kenneth Walker of the Seattle Seahawks. Christian Watson, the Packers, second. You can make a case what he's done second half. Garrett Wilson of the Jets, also on there as well. Going to be tight voting there. All right, couple of phone calls. Charles Barkley will join us coming up. Army-Navy this weekend, the Heisman ceremony as well. If Max Duggan wins the game against Kansas State, it was a great comeback, got into overtime, can't fault him. If he wins the game, does he win the Heisman? I don't know how close it's going to be. Caleb Williams, I think, is going to win this, but Max Duggan, if he won the game, then I could see him maybe stealing the Heisman. But I think it's going to be Caleb Williams. Yeah, Paul.
And I think Caleb Williams won't get dinged for the Utah loss because he doesn't play defense, and he was battling through injury and stayed in the game and battled, and they love that.
The betting line for Army-Navy, Navy is -2.5, and the over-under, 32.5.
32.5?
Yes. I'd like to find out the number of passing yards.
8.
Yeah. If I said 50.
Total passing yards between the two teams?
Total passing yards between the two teams, Army and Navy. Just check last year and see what the numbers were. All right.
Is it triple digits?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Mike in Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to vote for MVD. My vote's for Fritzy. He drives you nuts. You can hear it in your voice every time, but he is not afraid to put himself out there. I don't think he even cares if he drives you nuts. That might be what he's looking for.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. You can vote on the website, and then your vote counts. I mean, it's nice that you're saying who you're voting for. Fritzy bet on himself. That's what he does every single day. You're Aaron Judge.
I totally am the Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
In the DNS.
Yeah. Let's see. Ryan in Kansas. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey. 5'11", 180. Hey, I know you guys have been doing a lot of these most valuable, least valuable, and I had an idea for you. Least valuable guest, and you can call it the Kyler Murray Award based off of a couple years ago.
Worst interview of the year?
Oh, okay. Who would that be, Ryan?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I was just giving it to you guys. What do you guys think? You guys shoot some ideas out there.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that where I'm critical of the guests that we have on. All of our guests are great.
Some are just more.
Sometimes I don't do my job to bring out the greatness in them. That's fake right there. That was fake humility. Rick in Charleston. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was talking about the most valuable Danette. And, you know, like with the Heisman, you have to have your Heisman moment. And I can't name it for everybody. I guess if I had to choose, it would definitely be, and I hope I don't butcher this, but when Paulie was talking about Motley Crue and he was like, look, girls, run for your lives. Like, I laughed for days on that one. Probably Marvin when he said, someone going to make you a plate. You know, Seton, your laugh. And Todd, keep up the good work, buddy.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Proverbial pat on the back. Am I getting fired? That means you're doing a good job.
You know what?
That's what they tell the coaches right before they get fired.
You're getting the good luck next year.
You might get a participation trophy.
Yeah, that was like some kind of weird vote of confidence, and you got only a couple
just
days left.
He basically told you to keep your head up.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Hang
just
in
keep
there.
Doing your thing. It's average. It's
hang in there, buddy.
Nobody is more polarizing than you on this show.
Is that a good thing, though, man?
Well, I love it. I love it.
If I can get past the sensitivity of the negative comments, yeah. Then I guess it's a good thing.
By the way, every night is movie night on Peacock. Biggest blockbusters. You got Jurassic World Dominion. You got Minions, The Rise of Gru, and Jordan Peele's Nope. Whenever you want, and you'll find that on Peacock. Yes, Paulie.
I have two things for you. According to the two position players who are highest in the MVP odds right now, Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver from the Vikings, and Tyreek Hill. They're way off the board, but they're the position players. In Army-Navy football last year, it was a burner, 17-13. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Army was down, so they had to pass, which they never do.
Mm-hmm.
Army threw for 108. Navy threw for 82. That's like Dan Marino versus Dan Fouts.
That's a season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both teams were under 200 yards rushing, so it was a big anomaly game last year. I'm setting the over-under passing yards for Army-Navy, both teams at 99.5 yards.
99.5.
Who wants that?
All it takes is a couple of fluke plays, desperation plays. Yeah, Marv.
Going to Army games, when they do the fake handoff and the quarterback drops back, I mean, everyone's like, pass!
It's like watching a dog on its hind legs. What's going on here?
Yeah.
The leading receiver for Navy last year had one reception. The leading receiver for Army had two.
Wait, they threw for over 100 yards, 200 yards.
Navy completed four passes for 82 yards. Army completed seven passes for 108. They don't do it often, but they get it done.
Oh, they spread it out to different receivers? Is that what happened?
Four receivers had one catch each for
Navy.
That's
sort of like Mahomesian.
No one complained.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. Charles Barkley will join us coming up next. More phone calls as well. Al Michaels will join us in the final hour of the show, fresh off last night's call, Thursday Night Football. Back after this. Getting to be that time of the year, coming to the end of the year, you got to make plans for 2023. How about you make plans to take care of yourself, but don't wait till 2023. M-Drive supplements are formulated specifically for us, support healthy testosterone, energy, strength, and overall health. M-Drive's not one of those companies that try to make you feel bad about yourself and then they promise to fix everything. And there's no magic pill to make you feel 20 again. There's another pill you can take. M-Drive's for motivated guys who want to feel their best and have the energy to do what they love. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients can help you go the extra mile. Maybe it's a new hobby you may have or cleaning out the garage. Exciting things. But don't wait till 2023. 20% off with the coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Also, you'll find top-selling M-Drive products in stores like Rite Aid and Sprouts. Now's the time to get started. 20% off, more energy, strength, and drive. Use the code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Marv, who's this?
This is Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Okay. This is when we go to the cookout.
Correct.
You're playing this.
Yeah. I'm all over the place today. You know, it's Friday. Let's bet on ourselves.
Okay. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Hall of Famer Charles Barkley joining us on the show. I didn't care about basketball. I didn't care about anything else other than sources close to me tell me Charles Barkley is playing great golf.
I'm playing great, brother. I'm playing really well, Dan. I'm having a lot of fun. Shout out to my coach, Stan Utley. I'm about a 10 right now, and I am flat out balling, brother.
I heard that there was a member at Whisper Rock, and you and your former teammate, Dan Marley, won the member, according to my sources. Would you care to comment?
Yeah, we won it. Dan played great. I held my end of the bargain. I got accused of cheating.
Oh.
Because my official handicap is probably 14. But I'm playing like a 10 right now, Dan. I'm not going to lie. But so with my shots, we ran away with the competition. But I'm probably going to be a 10 in the next month because I'm playing great. And I got to just put in a few more scores.
Okay. What changed?
You know, I met Stan about 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, I worked with some of the best teachers in the world. You know, Butch Harmer, Stan, my man Hank Haney. But I started listening to too many people. That's why I lost my swing. And Stan took me on this wing, and, man, I listened to him. I don't listen to anybody else about my swing, and the rest is history.
But how much of this is mental? How much of it was physical?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that question. But clearly I had some mental issues. I mean, some people say I still got mental issues, so... But, you know, Dan, I just listened to Stan. He's the best teacher I ever worked with as far as simplifying. He tries to make, hey, quit thinking about golf swing, try to do this. So I think that's the best thing he does.
I'm happy for you because I've seen it, and it was painful to watch you. And I always told people you love golf so much that even though and I don't know if you felt embarrassed or not, but I think people felt embarrassed for you when they watched you with that golf swing.
Well, I think it was probably humiliating more than anything. I mean, it sucks to play bad golf. You know, Dan, I quit playing golf except for charity for the last 25 years. You know, I played for charity for friends of mine. But when I was a really good player back in the 80s and 90s, I played like 200 days a year. But then for 20 years, I only played for charity because, you know, well, hey, if you're going to raise money for charity, you can embarrass yourself. But then, but it wasn't fun.
No.
But now it's fun.
All right. Couple of things here. How much did you push for Dion to be Auburn's head football coach?
I wanted Deion. First of all, I want to welcome Coach Freeze to the Auburn family. I talked to him when he first got the job, and I'm 100% behind Coach Freeze. But I wanted Deion. I don't call the AD. I don't call the president. I was asking an interview who I wanted to be the coach. I wanted Deion Sanders, and because I love the guy. I got a lot of love and admiration for him and respect. He's going to do a hell of a job in Colorado, a hell of a job, just like he did at Jackson State. But Auburn went in a different direction. But like I say, I just announced publicly who I wanted. But Coach Freeze is our coach, and I got his back now.
Did you reach out to Deion?
I've been talking to Deion plenty of times
because
I wanted him to know, like, hey, man, consider Auburn. But, hey, like I say, Deion's a great friend of mine. Man, he's one of the few people I've ever been around, Dan. When he's in the room, he's in the room. And the thing is, he ain't never failed at anything in his life. So wherever he went, he was going to be successful. And he's going to put a tremendous spotlight on your program. I mean, when game day went to Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, think about I love sports. I've heard Jackson State more in the last 3 years than I heard my first 60 years of life. So, but now he's going to Colorado. And the thing I admire about Deion also, Dan, when he went to Jackson State, they sucked. He made them winners. He didn't take no cushy job in the Power Five. He went to another program that sucks. If you don't admire that, you're just a jackass.
He's Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, TNT, Inside the NBA analyst. I threw the BS flag when Kenny Smith knocked Shaq into the Christmas tree. There is no way little Kenny can knock Shaq. Shaq is a great team player and great comedian. Be honest now. Did Kenny actually knock Shaq into the tree?
So, I've heard people saying it was fake. First of all, if you know Kenny and Shaq, they're not going to be at work early to rehearse nothing. Let's get that out of the way. Hey, Dan, if we go on at seven, Kenny's going to show up at 6:52.
Yeah.
He's not going to be there that early. I think what just really happened, I think Shaq just got off balance.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I think he just got off balance. I don't think Kenny, to be honest with you, I don't think Kenny really meant to knock him that hard into the tree. But, it's kind of like your last couple of years when you're an NBA player, when you can run, but you can't stop. And I think when he hit him, he just caught him off guard, and Shaq just couldn't stop.
Shaq's a big guy. God.
He just kind of bumped him and knocked him off balance. I mean, it wasn't a full body blow. I think Shaq was running, Kenny was running, and he bumped him. And once Shaq started leaning, he couldn't stop.
There's a new book out, a biography Tim Bella wrote on you. It's called Barkley, just in time for the holidays. And, I'm reading some excerpts in there. He alludes to the fact that you and Madonna could have been a thing when you were playing. How close was it to dating Madonna?
It's interesting. I have nothing to do with the book. I was disappointed that he insinuated that I had something to do with the book, because a couple of my close friends who I know would never talk to him, they sent me the email. He says, Charles is aware of the book, but I have nothing to do with the book. I don't know what's in the book. I have met Madonna one time in my life. She was an awesome lady. We had dinner one time because a friend of mine, Arsenio Hall, said, hey, Madonna's in town. She's looking for a place to go to dinner. I took her to dinner. She was fabulous. That's the only time we met in our life.
So were you going to be the guy before Rodman? Did she have to rebound with Rodman after you turned her away?
That was no rebound.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, okay. All right.
But to answer your question, I was before Dennis. but we went to dinner one time, and that's it. She was awesome. But that's the only time we've ever met.
You weren't strange enough, probably. That's why she, you know, moved on to Rodman.
No, the one thing I figured out during our dinner, because it was like a 2 or 3 hour dinner, and there was a couple other people there. She is normal. She was just doing all that stuff for show.
Oh.
Which, like, most celebrities that I met who are strange, they're not like they are privately. They just have a gig going publicly.
Well, then Dennis Rodman was that same way.
100%. Dennis is one of my great friends. I love that guy. Dennis is not a strange guy at all. But it's a great show. You think about it. Dennis Rodman was a great defender and a great rebounder. He didn't start making a crap load of money until he started dressing up in dresses and things like wedding dresses. He probably made an extra 10 to 15, because nobody's paying big money to a guy who played defense and rebound, Dan. But when he started dressing up and doing crazy stuff, that's when he became full-blown Dennis Rodman. I mean, think about it. He wasn't full-blown Dennis Rodman when he was with the Detroit Pistons. He was just a heck of a player. And the same thing with the Spurs. When he went to the Bulls and started, remember he got married and wore a wedding dress?
Yeah.
That's when that thing fully exploded.
I saw where you said maybe it's time to blow up the Miami Heat. Oh, really? You don't think that they can't challenge this year?
No, they can't challenge. They're not very good. First of all, Boston and Milwaukee are so far ahead of. Now, the Cavaliers might be the third best team in the Eastern Conference, but the Milwaukee Bucks, the Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks are so far ahead of any team in the Eastern Conference. That thing is pretty much a wrap to me. Unless somebody make a huge trade, it's going to be Boston and Milwaukee and the Cavaliers going forward.
At what point could the Lakers turn this around where you think that they could be a contender? Or given what the roster is, are they going to be a contender this season?
Well, I've said for the last three, it's all on Anthony Davis. If Anthony Davis plays like he's played the last month, because, listen, we all love LeBron. He's 38 years old. It's all about Anthony Davis. You see, they won 8 out of 10 because Anthony Davis, you know, I said about 5 years ago, I said, this guy's going to be the best basketball player in the world in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And he's had regressed, but the last month he's been other than Jason Tatum and Giannis and Luka, he's been the best player in the world. But he's the guy who's going to be able to make them contenders. And I'm not even sure they're going to be contenders because the Nuggets, the Suns, they're probably the two best teams in the West, in my opinion.
What about Memphis?
I'm not sold on Memphis, to be honest with you.
Right.
I'm not sold on Memphis.
But I brought this up the other day. How many players are tune in, like you'll tune in to watch them? Because, you know, people are talking about how Jason Tatum might be the MVP. I said, but he's not a tune-in he's not a tune-in guy. Ja Morant's a tune-in. Dame Lillard, Zion, Luka, Giannis, LeBron, I guess.
Hold on, Dan. I want to stop you for a second. I forgot to mention the Pelicans in that group, too.
Okay.
Because if Zion keeps playing like he's playing, they're right there with the Suns and the Nuggets. They might be the third best team, the Pelicans. If Zion can stay healthy, they might be the third best or maybe even the best team. It's all going to depend on Zion's health.
Okay.
But to answer your question, Jason Tatum, to me, he's taking his game to a whole nother level this year. This ain't the same guy who's played the last couple of years. I think he was probably embarrassed by how the playoffs went. And I think he's like, yeah, I'm better than that. Because he did not play great in the finals. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that takes you to the next level. Because right now he's on a whole nother level with those Celtics. But there's probably only five guys who are must-watch television.
Who would that be?
Giannis, Luka, Ja. I'm going to put Jason in that category. If Anthony Davis playing like he's playing right now, he's in that category. Zion is in that category. Is there anybody I'm missing?
I said Dame. I love watching Dame Lillard.
Oh, I love Dame. Yeah, I want to put Dame in there.
Steph Curry.
For sure Steph Curry.
Yeah, Jason Tatum's not tune-in factor. I appreciate his game. I just think he's on a very good team.
Well, he's the best player on a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Joker is not tune-in fact, you know, tune-in quality.
He's not. But, yeah. But I love the Joker's just a great, great player. I love watching that dude play basketball. And a lot of people can learn from the Joker, saying you don't have to be able to run and jump over the building to be a great player.
Yeah, hello. You're looking at one.
Hey guys,
you gotta go.
Hello to Dan. Y'all say hello to Dan Patrick.
Thank you. you got a gallery?
No, this is the foursome. I had to leave my foursome to talk to your.
Where are you? Where are you playing?
Old Memorial down in Tampa.
Tampa, I played there.
Yes, guys, this is a great Dan Patrick.
Hey Dan.
Yeah, he's one of the best guys ever to do it.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Hey Dan, how are you, buddy?
Charles is buying drinks. Charles buying drinks for everybody.
Hey Dan, that's the new rule of life right now with my new contract. I'm damn sure buying drinks for the rest of my life for everybody.
Next time you're in Durham, you come play Hope Valley with us.
Okay, I appreciate that. Hey Dan, since I got my new contract, I guess that's the new rule with all my friends. Chuck his pants to the day he die.
Well, you did that before you signed that contract.
Yeah, now I just can buy them more expensive stuff.
Yes. hey, great to talk to you. And I'm really, seriously, I'm very happy. I'm one of the few people that can remember when you played good golf. And we played in Dayton, Ohio, and you shot a 79. And that's why when it all fell apart, I'm like, wow.
That was, you know, you asked me earlier, Dan, it was frustrating, humiliating, humbling. It was just awful. But, man, I just want to tell you this, man. You've been a friend for a long time. You're one of the best to ever do it.
You're back. You're one of the best. You are. Hey. Charles is back here, guys. Hey. Yeah.
Hey. And let me tell you something. To all your fans out there, your listeners, hey, man, y'all have a great Christmas. Have a great Christmas.
We will see you in Arizona for the Super Bowl.
I told you I let you do, which I ain't never did. I told you I ain't never let a camera at my house. Ever. We'll do your show from my house one day, from my putting green or my tennis court.
You know what we might do is come out there and then bring the camera and do an interview with you, and you could kind of show us around the estate, the compound. How about that?
I call it the compound.
Yeah, compound there.
Yeah. I told you, if you ever come to Arizona.
No, we are. We are.
Okay. I'll show you around the Barclay compound.
All right.
All right, boy. I love you. Buddy. Have a great Christmas.
You too, buddy. All right. That's Charles Barkley. Yeah. I had a friend go, you'll never guess. Barkley's playing great golf. I go, what? He's on the course right now. I love it. Because I've been there. I've seen that up close and personal. And, you know, I think what happened was one of the pros said, pause for a split second at the top of your swing. Just pause. And then he got up there and he couldn't get back down. And then it only got worse, but he still loved to play. Yeah, Paul.
You know, we should really name the Guest of the Year Award after Charles because he's the lifetime of this show. Mm. He and Reggie Miller are the...
Sandler?
Yes. But Charles has been there, I mean, well back to the ESPN days. And there's been a lot of times when Charles, there's people lower on the food chain than him that don't do interviews or blow us off.
I've known him for over 30 years. Go back to Phoenix Suns days with him. All right, let me take a break. Back after this. Simply Safe Home Security says it all right there in the title. And I've been telling you about Simply Safe for over a decade. U.S. News and World Report, obviously listening to this show, thought, well, let's try it out. Well, for the last 3 years, U.S. News and World Report said that Simply Safe was the best home security system. Yeah. They've got it all for you. No pushy salespeople, no hidden fees, no contracts to sign. Going to cost you about less than a dollar a day. That's less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Top-rated Simply Safe app. Now, you can stay in complete control of your system anytime, anywhere. You can arm or disarm and lock for a guest, access your cameras, or adjust the system settings. That's from the Simply Safe app. Don't miss out on your chance. Massive savings right now. My favorite security system. Get 40% off any new system. SimplySafeDan.com. Once again, SimplySafeDan.com. There is no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich. Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Sunday Night Football on NBC and Peacock. Dolphins go to L.A. to battle my Chargers. Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC. A couple of phone calls in here. Gary in California. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good. Great.
First time, a long time. 6'3", 175, and I turned 70 years old today.
Oh, happy birthday, Gary!
Well, thank you. I just wanted to call and first off to say I've been with you since your CNN days, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys and your show. It has helped me through different times. And every morning when I go on my bike ride, I listen to you guys for 3 hours.
Awesome.
And I have just one more question.
Yeah.
I've been to all 50 states. Finally went to Alabama last month for the first time. Have you been to all 50 states?
I have not been to Alaska. I've been to British Columbia. I was supposed to go fly fishing in Alaska. Turned out we went to British Columbia. Gary, stay on hold. I'm going to have Tyler get some information there. We'll send you out some T-shirts. And happy birthday for you. Let's see. Eric in L.A. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
ADP, first time, long time, 5'8", and a hard 185. I wanted to put a vote in for MVD for Fritzy. I'm a fellow neurotic and sensitive Jew, and I feel like Fritzy winning this award would mean a lot to us as a Jewish community, especially these days.
Very well put. Very well put.
So, Fritzy, you're our Danette.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, a little early.
Okay. Thank you. Well, you're representing a community.
There's a lot of neuroses out there in that particular religion. So God bless on this almost Hanukkah.
Yeah, see.
See, Irish Catholics don't rally like
this. No, they do not.
No, screw that guy, man. Fend for yourself.
And they're hungover. Yeah. You know, they got other things to do. They're not listening to this show to say, I'm going to vote for you, Seton. You represent the Irish Americans.
We once had a plumber come over to the house. And the guy's name was like Seamus O'Connor. And I was like, oh, yeah, Seamus O'Connor. I'm like, oh, great. I'm Patrick O'Connor. That's Aaron. This is Kieran or whatever. And we're like, oh, yeah, what part of Ireland or whatever? He's like, great.
No interest.
Great.
Didn't bro out.
Anyway, it's going to be about $11 billion to do all this plumbing.
Yeah.
Oh, no O'Connor discount? Come
no. On, yeah, Paul.
If I'm Marvin, I can vote before the holidays and maybe split the vote with Fritzy.
Mm.
Anything for the awards?
He's got the black community, though.
Hey, look, I'm over here. Hey, to Seton's point, it's funny when you meet somebody from the same community, like, oh, you try to dab somebody up and they just give you a regular handshake and you're like, oh, it's almost like a Get Out where you try to give them a fist bump and then they shake the fist. They grip the pound like, oh, all right, never mind.
Oh, this is business.
Yes. No, this is full price over here, Mr. Prince. Oh, sorry.
You're going to dab somebody up.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What's your name, Marvin?
Mr. Prince.
My name is Thomas. Nice to meet you. Harry in Rochester. Hi, Harry. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Great, Harry.
I have a suggestion.
Have
a contest that the best caller wins a chance to watch the show live from the man cave. Of course, you guys would have to pick it.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I would love for people to be able to see the man cave, but you know, we've had people just show up, but we do not encourage that. And you know, this is just a small group of people here, but we can't have people who come in and watch the show. If we go on location sometimes, then you're able to watch that, and we have fun. Maybe in Arizona, we're able to do that, but. No, we can't have a studio audience here. We barely get this show on the air to begin with. And then all my writers, because we script everything, as we've been accused of. You know, here's the problem with that. Some of the people who are working here are just here watching the show.
Some are watching other shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys see what Skip Bayless said? How about you're watching our show here? Get up. No, it's okay.
I like when they're like, hear what Joe Scarborough said? You're not even watching sports.
Yeah, you're watching Morning Cup of Joe or something. Yes, Marv.
You want to find out what Skip and Shannon are talking about right now?
LeBron or the Cowboys. Cowboys? Dang.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, of course.
And it's what does LeBron think about the Cowboys since he's no longer a fan?
How do the Baker Mayfield revelations affect the Cowboys?
Yeah. Did the Cowboys make a mistake not signing Baker Mayfield? Like, whatever it is, you got three or four topics. How do we weave those into every show, every single day? And I'm fascinated, but I could never do that. And the beauty of this show is I don't have a boss. I don't have somebody who says, these are the bullet points. I don't have analytics that tell me what to do. And a lot of these shows are programmed that way. And they do great. They probably do better than this one does. But when we started this, I said I was going to do it, and I was going to do it with what I thought was the best way to go about this and have fun and not go, oh, we have to check the box and talk about this or that. And, you know, the audience has responded. You know, we have an unbelievable audience, but we have fun when we need to be serious, cover all the stories, but we do not go into each day. Paulie puts out the rundown, and Paulie does not go, how do we work the Cowboys into today's show? Paulie is anti that. How do we work LeBron into this today? If it comes out, if we do touch on it, it's because we meant to do that. But we think there's something there. not to troll you. Yes, Todd.
That being said, that's a big point spread, that Cowboys-Texans
game. Yes, it is.
18 points.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Give the Texans a little respect.
When's the last time LeBron was a 17.5-point underdog?
As long as AD keeps playing the way he's playing.
And what does Kyrie think of the whole thing?
Yeah, what's Kyrie think? Yeah. Al Michaels was on the call last night. He'll join us coming up. More phone calls as well. Make sure you go to the website, danpatrick.com, and you can vote on the most valuable, least valuable, Danette. One more item. We close out hour two. GetRefunds.com says it all right there in the title. GetRefunds.com. If you own a business, five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 for every employee. And it's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge has always been, can you get your hands on it? GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys. They put together highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. Keep in mind, there's no charge. They do all the work. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.